Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're talking to you, Royals. My heart is hurting. Step your game up.
Today's playlist is going to be weird. That's what Wednesdays are about. It's a Way Back Wednesday. You pick the music. 913-576-7610 at BWKC on Twitter. You select the music, as tragic as it can be.
The Royals have the worst bullpen ERA in baseball right now at 4.86.
If you tell me so.
Oh.
A whip of 1.46. That means almost a walk and a hit, 1.5 walks and hits each inning.
Other than Barlow, that everybody else is bad, right?
They're getting 19 home runs in the bullpen.
Mm.
I don't know, Josh, individually. I'm just looking.
Well, I was thinking Barlow, I think he's like a 1.5 or a little bit more than that or
whip
whatever.
Whip or ERA?
He had a bad outing the other day and blew it. But
had a bad Barlowed?
Yeah.
Is that whip you're talking about or ERA?
ERA.
ERA, yeah. 4.86.
That's not good.
They come into the game. It's over, baby.
Wonder how many of those home runs are at Kauffman. You know, because
they would have been out of most. They would have been out of most parks or
right.
Something. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look that up, B-Dub.
No, don't. I don't
like
need those
know.
Kind of numbers. I'm going to give you a different kind of number, though, Fesco. And there's a little told you so to it all. A lot of told you so.
There should be.
Bleacher Report came out with its projected numbers for every starting quarterback in the NFL. Okay? I'm going to give you Patrick Mahomes' numbers this upcoming season. So their projection has him for 4,810 yards.
That's good.
I'd probably go 4,811 if
I were
them.
That would too, probably.
Or nine.
Yeah, or nine.
That number kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. 3-1 will tell you, too.
2.5 dentists and or more
yeah.
Would tell you. 36 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. So 4,800 yards, 36 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Completion percentage of 66%. Also rushing for 389 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that's a projection for him this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Basically, his numbers from last season.
Identical.
So no Tyreek Hill, which they note in the article. Make no mistake, the Chiefs offense won't be the same without Hill in the lineup. Won't it? Because maybe you won't have one guy with his numbers, but it looks like Patrick Mahomes, what I've been telling you is Patrick Mahomes' numbers are going to be the same.
And let
They're
me ask
going
you this.
To be the same.
The numbers for Patrick Mahomes are a combination of everybody's numbers wrapped into one little bow.
Yes.
Yeah.
The offense is going to be just as productive.
That's exactly what you said. And you've been saying that.
Every And so last year he had, according to this projection, he would have had 29 more yards last year.
Yeah, he had 4,839 yards, 35 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions.
Threw the ball 25 more times than their projection. So maybe that's good. Maybe they're running the football more.
Yeah, a little bit more, yeah.
One less touchdown than a year ago. He had 37 touchdowns. They're projecting 36. And 12 interceptions projected. He had 13 last year. So one less interception, one less touchdown. Virtually the numbers are the same. The rushing's like identical.
Mm-hmm.
Two touchdowns and 400 yards, or 389 yards. He had 381 and two touchdowns this past year. I'm telling you, I'd take like plus or minus for the rest of Mahomes' career, assuming he plays every game, right?
He probably only has to play 16 now.
He's going to be around 5,000 yards, maybe a little under. He's going to be around 40 touchdowns. And he's going to be low double digit interceptions every stinking year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be exactly the same. No matter who is in there, those are the numbers you're going to get from Patrick Mahomes each and every year. Now, I know it won't pass. Maybe it won't pass the eye test, or it'll be a different looking eye test. And you can even say, well, last year it didn't look. Yeah, I know it didn't quite look the same, but he still put up the numbers. Mm-hmm. The numbers are going to be the same. The offense is going to be as productive at any given moment that Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for this franchise.
And that's why the decision to move on from Tyreek Hill looks just fine, which is what we said at the time. It was going to be fine. And we also know that teams don't win Super Bowls because of wide receivers. They win them because of the quarterback, of the coach, and having a top 10 defense. Other than that, nobody else is the reason why you win a Super Bowl. It's all about that quarterback. The numbers that Patrick Mahomes are projected to put up are the exact same numbers as they would have had with Tyreek Hill, who they would have overpaid to keep here in Kansas City. We would have been ruining that contract. Instead, they flipped him, got five picks in return. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
It's good. Let's do it. Just keep turning this offense through. The great Justin Herbert was projected for 50 more yards, four more touchdowns, and the same amount of interceptions as Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is great? Josh Allen's great, right? Josh Allen's great. Let's see what Josh Allen was.
You got to go up to the B's. It's a little bit far to climb.
I got to scroll to the B's. Josh Allen, the great Josh Allen. And they must be rolling through the division, and it's all wrapped up because he's throwing for less yards.
Less yards than Mahomes?
Yes, yeah, 4,500 yards, although he has more attempts. Less touchdowns.
What do they have? Tua.
And one more interception.
They actually
have Josh Allen's numbers in a reasonable, like, not freak out area, but less than Mahomes.
Oh, you can't have
but
that.
But he's actually thrown more, so they have him for more attempts.
What is NFL Network going to do if they have projected less numbers for Josh Allen? Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
What did you say Hebert was? Justin
Hebert? More yards, four more touchdowns, and the same amount of interceptions. But they're going to throw more because they're not good.
Yeah, they're not good. Yeah. They're going to be playing from behind a lot.
Yeah.
You say Herbert, I say a bear.
And they're all about in the same zone because that's what good quarterbacks are. Good quarterbacks are going to give you the same zone. Oh, you want to know Tua. Tua was 3,500 yards.
What?
25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
But he's got Tyreek Hill. How is he going to have that? I don't understand, Josh.
How's he going to throw for 25 touchdowns? I guess 12 of them will be to Tyreek Hill.
I don't understand. He's going to have Tyreek Hill. He better have 35. That's it?
Yeah.
But he's got Tyreek Hill. The wide receiver doesn't make the difference. It's the quarterback. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. I said that earlier. I keep forgetting what I said.
So Patrick going to be just fine. Like I've been telling you, it's going to be just fine. Will it look different? Yeah. Will the offense still be productive? Absolutely will. It'll continue to be productive.
And if you don't think it looks the same and the numbers end up being the same, maybe you need to clean those glasses. Stop looking through a dirty screen.
Well, I do that a lot. Yeah, sorry, keep those glasses clean. You're always touching your face. Brett Veach should also be avoiding Travis Kelce in the hallway at any and all times.
Why?
Like, remember in the day when I advocated...
Travis is the guy who gives wet willies to Brett Veach, right?
Probably too.
Yeah.
Remember in the day when I advocated Dayton Moore not see Salvi?
Well, now you don't want to see him because you may have to trade him.
So you... There was a day, though, where Salvi, I just was telling Dane Moore, like, just if you see Salvi, go the other way. Because you're getting away with something.
Yeah, you haven't paid him much.
Travis Kelce could be in that same boat. And George Kittle's got his back, actually, appearing on Pro Football Talk.
Sure.
when asked about what tight end impresses him, they got their little tight end U coming up.
Mm-hmm. But are you going covering that?
I'm not. What tight end impresses him?
Think Binkley will be down there?
He says Kansas City.
Travis Kelce, six seasons in a row, 1,000 yards. I'm pretty sure he has the most receiving yards over any wide receiver skill position in the last 6 years. And he gets paid half of what a wide receiver makes, which just boggles my mind. And so, I mean, to me, like Travis Kelce, he's been doing it for so long and it's such a high level and he doesn't have an off game. Like, I think he has one bad game a year and it's just because he's getting triple teamed. So like, he's a player I look at and like when he gets the ball in his hands, he's a monster. And you know, it's fun too, is like more tight ends are starting to get the ball more, starting to be more part of the offense, be more explosive. Like I love watching Darren Waller. I love watching Mark Andrews. Ertz is really fun now down in Arizona.
Ertz.
Like that's just fun to see him just kind of dominate, get a lot of touchdowns. So Hockenson, Tonyan. So, I mean, there's all these tight ends that are explosive and fun to watch, but you know, Kelsey's just, when you have 1,000 yard season in a row, man, you're a hell of a football player.
Shout, you mentioned the pay disparity. The receiver market's gone crazy this offseason. I hadn't thought about it from the perspective of the tight end. It's like, hey, we do the same stuff and we have to block. Like, how do we get lost in the shuffle here?
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I would say that every NFL team in the last that's won a Super Bowl or been in the Super Bowl for like the last 5 years is that an all pro tight end a part of the team. So I feel like it's not tight end's not just like a cog in the wheel. It's an important position that can really add to your offense or diminish it.
It's George Kittle, maybe a little self-serving too, right? Because
no, he eventually
will want to get paid amongst the wide receiver money too. Every tight end should, like every tight end. Right now, should be having that conversation. I'm sure agents are probably having that conversation with them too. That you feel like tight end money needs to be going up because the tight end ain't your daddy's tight end anymore.
No, but you know, I've got a soft spot in my heart for tight ends. I've always loved them. My favorite player growing up was Mark Bavaro, a tight end in the '80s. I was like, I tweeted something about him yesterday because Seth Joyner was out there spreading nonsense about tight ends yesterday, and I said, "Well, Mark Bavaro was the first of the tight ends, and he kind of spawned this generation of tight ends where we are, and now we're in the golden era of the tight end." And, you know, George Kittle's right. I mean, you start to look back at these teams that have won the Super Bowl, the tight end is probably more significant than the wide receiver when it comes to that standpoint. And I'm on board with that. I totally agree with that. A tight end like Travis Kelce or George Kittle or Ertz or, you know, one of the great tight ends in the game, right?
From Wentz.
Gesicki, one of these guys. These guys are difference makers because they create mismatches that are so out there that nobody can figure out. And so 100% on board with George Kittle. Let's go.
You shouldn't be on board with George Kittle.
Why?
Because you're the never pay guy.
Well, he's already gotten paid. By the time his contract runs out, it's time to let him go.
Yeah, probably so. Like, every one of these tight ends has a case now. Like, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Travis Kelce's making half.
Yeah.
And he's the most productive pass catcher.
That's why we're living in Brett Veach town, brother. He knows what he's doing.
Nobody requested this.
I did.
Not one person.
Well, we're living here in Brett Veach town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and Moore.
You gotta change that.
Sky Moore.
And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. No. We need more parades.
McColl's making plays.
And we're living here in Brett Veach town.
We could probably work with somebody.
Yeah, we could.
Tyreek Hill's gonna have a long year if this keeps up. Next.
Living here in Brett Veach town.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Finally, something I get behind today on a way back Wednesday. It's been a lot of plugging the ears today, hasn't it?
A lot of randomness
today.
Yeah, it's
very random, very random. You pick the music. It's a way back Wednesday. That's how it works. You tweet to B-Dub at B-Dub-KC on Twitter or 913-576-7610. You can pick the music on a Wednesday. Check out the Spotify playlist after the show today. Each and every day, it's up there. But Wednesdays are weird. Fesco in the morning, all one word on Spotify. You can find the show playlist.
My Dita. Nothing like a good classic.
Now you have to go find a record to be able to scratch it. It's really,
like,
really
again,
hard to do.
I wish we had cameras now, because the air scratching that is going on in the studio. And no, we're not scratching. We're scratching records.
Terrible musically. Like, terrible. Always been terrible.
I think you heard I'm pretty good.
Terrible at, well, singing's one thing, but piano lessons stunk.
Oh, terrible. Hated it.
Instrument stunk.
Yeah.
Inherited a guitar that I was going to learn and haven't done a thing. Can't do it.
Not going to do it.
We had a drum set for a while. No good at it. No
Made
rhythm.
Noise.
But I can air with the best of them.
Oh, yes, you
can.
Yeah,
yeah.
I took breakdancing lessons. Wasn't good at that either. Had to bring your own cardboard,
too.
Not
really musically inclined.
It was taken from the homeless guy.
Tyreek Hill's going to have a long year.
Yeah, we've said that.
I think that. That feels like the case. Also, I am curious if he's got something in his contract, in addition to the big money, where it says, make sure you say nice stuff about the quarterback any and all times.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because
he's playing some serious defense and continues to. And it's going to be a long year if he's got to be doing this all year long for him. This was from yesterday. Tyreek Hill talking about Tua.
Tua.
He does not say Tua in the soundbite, I don't believe. And it could very well be Patrick Mahomes 2018. OTAs ahead of the 2018 season.
Right.
Very well could have been the exact same thing. But we know it's from yesterday because he had a Dolphins jersey on. So we know. But listen to his comments. And you'd be nodding your head if it was Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
Because it sounds like that we could play this year or 2018 with Tyreek Hill.
I just feel like football is all about confidence, you know. And I'm very confident in my quarterback, you know. So I just feel like, you know, if I'm able to, like, help him get all the confidence in the world and push other guys to push that confidence into him, then the sky's the limit for the guy, you know, because he's a heck of a talent, you know, has crazy arm strength, arm talent, you know. So, like I say, man, we're all excited, you know, just to watch him sling the ball each and every day.
Could have said that about Mahomes before his rookie season, or for his second year, before his first year as a starter, saying how they were going to boost his confidence and, man, he's got arm talent and can sling it. That I would have bought. Tua, I don't buy. I'm not buying that at all. I know he said it about Tua, but I think if someone could find it, he may have recycled the soundbite from 2018.
From Patrick Mahomes, yeah. That's kind of what that sounded like, because there's no way you could be out there and be playing with Tua and think any of that stuff that Tyreek Hill just said. That you're just making that up at this point in time because you want to make your guy feel better. The biggest problem that the Dolphins are facing right now is the perception problem, and it comes from their 22-year-old social media manager who just graduated from Florida University that decided that she had a few influencers that followed her on Twitter that she knew what she was doing on social media, so they tweeted out this video of an underthrown football.
That's in slow motion.
That right now is now the perception that everybody has of Tyreek Hill and Tua. Whether you think that is real or whether they think I should say that is real, that is the perception that they now have to overcome. And they're going to be fighting that battle all year long, that they have to overcome this battle with Tua and Tyreek Hill. Because we all saw that with our eyes, did we not? Did we not all see that happen right before our eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we saw.
Bad pass, yeah.
Bad pass.
And I will even granted.
And you didn't have to tweet that out at all.
No,
that never had to
no.
go anywhere. That never had to be put out there.
There probably was a decent pass or two, I believe. I'm guessing you probably put a few on the numbers. There were nice passes, but that one was not it.
That's the one you sent out, though.
Correct.
And that's the perception that I have. That's the first impression that I have. There is an old saying, you know, you don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. Well, the first impression was not good, and that's what we're all going to be talking about. And that video, guys, is going to be played all year long. Everybody, anytime he has an interception or anything like that, it is going to be played, and people are going to go back to that video. So that's what they rolled out there. That's the perception. No matter what Tyreek Hill lies about and says, nobody's going to believe that.
Tyreek says Tua has pretty balls, too.
I mean, it's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So it's very
catchable.
He's
giggling.
Tua is a very accurate quarterback. That's all I'm going to say.
Pretty balls.
I mean, it's nothing weird.
He has one of
the person laughing
prettiest balls ever. That's from Tua. You know, one, I guess it's vague enough where you can get it. Yeah, sure, fine. It's one of them. College quarterbacks were crap, and backups here weren't any great shakes. He's downplaying Henny's ball, but whatever. It's one of them. Yeah, sure. It's one of the prettiest balls I've caught.
Yeah, I mean Matt
sure
Moore,
is.
Chad Henne,
sure
Alex Smith, Tua.
It's not even on that list.
Not even on that list.
It has a hard time cracking the top five, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, he thought it'd be weird. He thought he'd go in there, Bob, and see this guy just throwing the ball over the place. Like, I thought he'd be really terrible.
I thought this guy was going to suck.
I mean, it's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place. But
I just saw that ball go all over the place. He throws out the wrong arm.
It didn't go all over the place. It just went somewhere over the place.
Who knows where that thing's going to land?
Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So He's very catchable.
He's laughing.
Tua is a very accurate quarterback. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, he probably should just stop right there.
I got to stop talking because I'm going to get myself, I'm gonna get myself in trouble. Right there.
Tyreek.
How about this text from the 816, all caps? Nobody cares. He's gone. Move on. Where is the Chiefs news weirdos haters? What does that even mean? Is that supposed to be something that I'm supposed to understand? Is that comprehensible?
I don't know. I think it's funny. We're playing it.
It's hysterical.
He likes Tua's balls.
He likes Tua's
balls. It's nothing weird.
Yeah, no, nothing weird
at all. Weird at all, but I like Tua's balls.
Nothing weird at all.
I thought they were going to look weird, but they weren't.
Throw it all over the place.
Yeah.
He's hit me a few times, even if I had to run back for it.
I had a fair catch a few of these, but, you know, other than that, I didn't get my clock cleaned.
So losing a weapon out of this offense, though.
Yeah, you know, he is a hell of a weapon, right? And I was thinking about that yesterday, about, you know, Tyreek Hill. We were kind of, I don't know, talking about it or whatever after the show, and oh my gosh, how are we going to replace Tyreek Hill? Well, we already told you his numbers are going to be the same. Patrick Mahomes, right?
That's what we do after every show. We go, how are they going to replace Tyreek Hill? Right. Oh my gosh. No, we don't.
And
we don't do any of that.
As good a weapon as Tyreek Hill was here in Kansas City, he isn't the best ever. Andy Reid is 100% the best weapon in the history of Kansas City sports. And there is no one that can argue that with me. No one has made more of an impact on their franchise during their tenure than Andy Reid. And without him, what we're watching right now, none of this is possible. No, you know, having Tyreek Hill emerge as the greatest wide receiver in Chiefs history isn't possible without Andy Reid. Having Patrick Mahomes emerge as the greatest quarterback in Chiefs history is not possible without Andy Reid. Without Andy Reid, we aren't the center of the NFL.
Probably having Mahomes drafted.
Probably Mahomes drafted is not going to happen, right? Without him, we're not the center of the NFL world. There is no Patrick Mahomes. This organization is probably two or three coaches removed from 2013.
Imagine that. So imagine if they hired first-time coordinator guy.
Right, exactly, and didn't go out and hit a home run with Andy Reid. We'd be probably on our second or third coach probably right now, right?
Whatever you have to, they wouldn't have brought in Alex.
No. Alex Smith wouldn't be here. Would not be like this. Andy Reid, 100%, is the best weapon in the history of sports in this town. There is no debate.
We'd be drafting
in my mind.
Like 12th every year or something.
Oh, God, yes. And swinging and missing.
At best.
Mitchell Trubisky's of the world and some of these other, you know, run-of-the-mill quarterbacks that have come through over the last, you know, decade or so in the draft. That's who we'd be going after. Oh, we finally got our guy. Oh, God, that guy stinks. Josh Rosen, what? So, yeah, Andy Reid, to me, that's the weapon right there. There's no better weapon in the history of this town when it comes to sports than Andy Reid. So, cry all you want about Tyreek Hill not being here. Mahomes going to have the same numbers, and Andy Reid is the real true weapon.
Trade Salvi. What? Hmm? Bob might make you mad. Next.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on rubbing balls.
You're listening to the home of what we learned with Billy Coombs.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on the city of St. Louis, but he says the people are rude and hateful and they suck.
Fridays at 9:50 on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rock with you all night. Dance you into
I'm more background singer on this one than air guitar.
Oh, and dancer. Don't sell yourself short over there.
We're closing better. There are some iffy selections there in the middle of the show today, but you pick the music on a Wednesday. That's how it works. You tweet B-Dub, our producer, at B-Dub-KC on Twitter, or 913-576-7610. You pick the music on a Wayback Wednesday.
We had to ride the boogie there for a while.
That
to
works.
To get to the good stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. On Wednesday, June 8th, join us at the K. We're going to sit and watch Royals-Jays together. That's right. You can come hang out with all of us from 610 Sports Radio. We got a special section. Thanks to Boulevard, we're going to all sit together and watch a game. All you have to do is go to one of the participating locations, the full list at 610sports.com on the front page or the contest section. Look for the Boulevard Wheat sign, scan the QR code, and you can win yourself a pair of tickets, Royals and Jays, on June the 8th. You can head to Tanner's Bar and Grill, the Peanut, the Brass Rail, Talk of the Town, Brickhouse KC, and more. The full list at 610sports.com. Look for that Boulevard Wheat sign. Scan the QR code for your chance to win now through the 31st. So it's a little less than a week to get there and get yourself into the to the drawing. Must be 21 to enter and win. Boulevard Unfiltered Wheat. Fresh look. Same great taste. If Bob has his way, we're watching that Jays catcher.
What was Alejandro
his name? Alejandro Kirk. And you won't be watching Salvador Perez.
Well, maybe not that. I mean, we still got a little bit of time here.
I'm just stirring the pot.
But you know, I understand. But I'm not stirring the pot. I'm speaking in reality right now. Like we're 14-28, Josh. The Royals have, I hate to say this, twice as many losses as wins on May 25th.
Correct. That is correct.
Season is over.
In the midst of their longest losing streak of the year. Right.
Yeah. The middle of a 6-game losing streak right now. Yep. And MJ Melendez is impressing. Really doing nice work, right? People are saying great things about him. You know, Royals.com had somebody write a story about how good MJ Melendez is and something about a barrel rate and nonsensical nonsense. But
he went over Niagara Falls on a barrel?
He did. He did. His barrel rate was huge.
That's legendary there.
Right? Yeah. So I'm reading that this morning and looking at some of the numbers. I'm like, okay, they feel really good about what he's doing behind the plate, framing the pitches and all that kind of stuff. You're not winning with Salvador Perez. Hate to break that to you. You're not winning with Salvador Perez. And if you want to flip the organization and truly get back to where you were in 14 and 15, Salvador Perez is the biggest trade piece, just like Zach Greinke was. What did they get for Zach Greinke? A center fielder, a shortstop, couple of pitchers. Turn those pitchers, flip one of those guys, boom, you got yourself a starter, you got yourself a world-class closer, and you were on your way to a championship. You're not winning games with Salvador Perez. You weren't winning games with Zach Greinke. We're having the same conversations, Josh, that we had a decade ago. Oh, my God, we can't trade Zach Greinke. Yes, we can. And that's where we are with Salvador Perez right now. If you really want to flip the organization and make the big move and move this organization forward, you have to give up something to get something.
That hurts.
Salvador Perez hurts what? Hurts what, Josh?
Hurts my fandom.
Hurts what? Why? You're losing games. You're not watching right now anyway.
Well, Sally's not playing either. But I watched his 48 home runs.
And how many games did they win last year? Or lose like 92,
no
right?
Know. Yeah, I don't know. I choose to ignore it.
So you're not winning with him. You're not.
No, I'm.
It's time to move him. It's time. It's time to do a Zach Greinke trade to move Salvador Perez.
It's tough. You'd take a PR hit. You'd set yourself back probably. Or acknowledge that you're not close.
How big
enough.
Of a PR hit is it? You weather the storm for a couple of days, really. Right?
The way Royals fans are right now, I don't know.
There's a lot of apathy. You may do it and nobody knows.
You may go, well, you may also, that may be the final straw.
Maybe.
Could be.
But
maybe.
You know what was the final straw when they traded Zach Greinke and then turned into a world championship
team? No,
but
also Zach didn't want to be here.
That, I understand that
made
that.
That made it easier.
Sure.
That made that move more palatable. He wasn't pulling on the rope for you and trying to help you win.
You're right. You're right.
There's no... You can't say that about Salvi at
you
all.
You can't. But what you can say is he is a valuable trade piece that can help the organization move forward.
And I think the only one.
The only one. And I agree. You're not going to get the window much for Benintendi.
You missed the window on Whit Merrifield. And I'm fine. Again, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the fact you decided to keep Whit Merrifield. You were trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't trying to lose. You're trying to win. You kept Whit Merrifield. He was good. He's still good.
Mm-hmm.
But you missed probably the best value for him. Benintendi's not going to bring you much. Heck, I'm not even sure what Salvi's going to bring you. other than promises of the future.
What did we have Jim Duquette on earlier
and
in the
show?
And
he said two high-level prospects.
That can't miss at the major league
What's
level.
What's that mean?
I don't know. What was Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar?
They were can't-miss prospects, but I'm saying what is a can't-miss prospect right now? I don't know.
I'm not studying the minor leagues, but you know what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, but every prospect is up right now. Are they all can't-miss? No.
Are you talking about for the Royals? Or for anybody?
Somebody else's can't-miss prospect might miss.
Maybe
very well could miss,
but so they did it with Zach Greinke and got the two. They strength in the middle infield or the middle of the
diamond. You're getting two question marks. You're getting somebody else's two whatevers, and then a couple of lower level ones that may or may not pan out. Do you have faith that prospects are going to pan out these days? I don't. I'd love for it. If that were the case, they'd probably be winning right now. If every prospect hit and all their veterans hit, mm-hmm. they'd be playing great.
no kidding.
You know what I mean? Like. I don't. It's not enough of a guarantee for me. It's just an acknowledgement that it ain't happening anytime
soon.
What
if Zach Greinke said he never wanted to be here? Would you have that same kind of conversation 12 years ago or whenever it was when they traded Zach Greinke? Is the only difference for you is he said he didn't want to be here?
That helped. I mean, that helped.
Okay, fine.
It would have been a much more difficult conversation had he wanted to be.
And look, if that's fine. Because Salvador Perez wants to be here, but man, what's best for the organization?
Are you trying to win or not? And if Zach Greinke was here trying to win and help the organization win and not be, at that point in time, I'm winning. I want to go win somewhere. I want to go win with the team. You guys aren't ready to win.
Right.
Makes it a different conversation. Salvi, probably not going to say that. It's probably not going to
come. He probably, you know, because that's not his personality, but.
Does he bring you the best value back in return? Absolutely. I can't debate that.
He does.
Absolutely would. You'd have to decide whether or not you want to completely flip it on its head like that. And a 14-28 this year, I'm just saying, Vern the other day telling us that, now does the you're ready phase move into 2024?
Yeah.
And keep pushing this calendar out? Well, then you're talking about by that time, is Salvador Perez viable for you?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he going to be the old man at that point? I don't. No,
because when you're ready to win, he's going to be at the end of his contract.
He's got a big contract, but I think somebody would take it. I think somebody would give you up a lot for it. It's no guarantees, but if you're going to just go. If you're going to go and say, we need more young additional resources to do something in a couple of years, he's your best option.
And the thing is, you've got a logical replacement right here. You never had that logical replacement for Zach Greinke, right?
And that, Ace, to me,
you've got a guy. You're ready to go.
To me, that's an added benefit, but not enough to sway me. Like, MJ Melendez's performance doesn't tell me whether or not I want to get rid of Salvador Perez. It just doesn't.
No, that's fine. But it helps me say, okay, we can get rid of him. And if you really want to change the organization and flip the organization and move forward and take that next step, you need a big-time, big-boy trade, just like they did with Zach Greinke. They did it then. They did it with Will Myers. They were not easy trades for this organization to make. There's no question about it. But they did it, and it paid off. And they won a championship. That's how you have to do it here in Kansas City. We have to stop falling in love with players and saying, we can't trade this guy. Why? The Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill. And that's my rebuttal to everything.
He's not as beloved as Salvi.
You're 100% right about that.
So in terms of impact and numbers and
all
time.
He's the greatest wide receiver in the history of the Chiefs.
True.
Salvi's the greatest catcher in the history of the Royals.
Yes. There aren't an evener playing field at that point in time. But in terms of like beloved, no. But yeah, right now you may be able to weather anything because everybody's pissed. So, you know, like you might be able to weather any kind of PR thing right now. That's because it's sunk.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jones, meanwhile, is out with another proclamation. I don't know if these are good or bad. But every once in a while, it pops his head up, tweets something out, and everybody goes, so this year is going to be legendary, was Chris Jones's tweet yesterday. This year is going to be legendary, with the capital legendary, also the capital year, so I don't know if that factors in or use capitalized stuff or whatever. This year is going to be legendary. Not sure what that means, but I'm willing to give it a try.
It's an open-ended deal, right?
For Chris Jones, it might have to be. I don't know about legendary necessarily, but he might have to have a big bounce back year.
Legend Bob.
He's got 2 years remaining on his contract and an out, essentially, a contractual out after this upcoming year.
Legend Bob.
Where the Chiefs could get away from it. So this year might have to be legendary for one Chris Jones.
Legend Bob.
I think there'd be a lot to overcome if you didn't have, if you had to replace Chris Jones, Frank Clark, basically the entire defensive lines heading into next year. I already think that's going to be a point of
emphasis
next year anyway. I don't necessarily want to add Chris Jones to the mix, but you could. I think you have to be thinking that way a little bit if you're the Chiefs, so he might need a legendary year.
Legend Bob.
Well, you're looking at the defensive line depth chart, and you see Derek Nnadi and Chris Jones. That's good, right? I like that. The other guys on the depth chart, I don't know anything about. So you're going to need to really, really, really emphasize and focus in on that position. But he's got an out year after this year. He's approaching that magic number of 30. I saw CDOT tweet yesterday about, you know, give us your hot Chiefs take, and he goes, this will be Chris Jones's last year here in Kansas City. I think we have 2 years max with Chris Jones here in Kansas City. And nothing would surprise me. If he goes out there and doesn't have a great year and the Chiefs want to get out of that contract, I could see them getting out of that contract. I could see them reworking that contract. Or I could see them just saying, picking up that, not using the out year, but playing the last 2 years of his deal and then saying, see you later, much like they did, you know, with Tyrann Mathieu. And so that's just the way sports works. It's the same thing with Salvador Perez. You get what you can out of these guys, and when the juice doesn't have any more squeeze left in it, you move on. And I think that's where we're kind of headed with Chris Jones right now. He has the opportunity for the next 2 years to really put on a show here in Kansas City. And if he does, great. Then we'll say, see you later. Thanks for all the great effort. If he comes out this year, doesn't play that well, then they have the opportunity to get out of that contract. But I think we're looking at 2 more years max of Chris Jones here in KC.
Because he'll be, what, 30 at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how 30 is.
Yeah. The magic 30 age.
Especially at that position, too. You know, you get your ass kicked on that line every single play.
Now, I do like the fact that I do kind of expect a little Chris Jones bounce back.
Hey, he needs to bounce back.
Probably going to put on a little more weight.
I hope that he's fully inside this year too. Right,
back to being a defensive tackle, and you know, as much as I wanted that move to the edge to work, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of leaned up last year and what have you. Maybe he's, you know, back to more defensive tackle shape, and becomes a wrecking force in the middle of that defense this year. I think he's got a huge opportunity to be a bounce back type guy. We'll feel much better about it. You were probably down on him more than I was last year, but
yeah,
I think we'll have a chance to feel much better about last season with him this year. And then maybe it's a moot point. They play him out for his final year, and you worry about the after, because you can play on a final year of a deal. I hate to break it to some people in the NFL, but
they don't want to play.
You can play on the final year of a deal.
Wait, you can.
And then another team can then sign you afterwards. Heck, even Tyrann Mathieu found that out.
Yeah.
You can play the final year of a deal and then go home. So, see, it all worked out.
And he didn't care for that much, though.
Yeah, he didn't like it at the tail end. But
I don't think he really wanted to go home.
But that can happen. He can play two.
I guess I'll go home now.
Two remaining years, and then you get younger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you have to do. That's the NFL. It's like, you know, bizarre to me. Like, we're seeing, you know, texts this morning about Tyreek Hill. He's gone. He's fine. He's like, we accept it more in the NFL than we do in baseball for whatever reason.
I don't know if it's nostalgia, if it's we've grown to be accustomed to the NFL being a cold-blooded business more so than baseball.
Maybe if baseball was more of a cold-blooded business.
You can get away from bad money in football.
Yeah, you can. Not in baseball.
So
Santana, Cana, Carlos.
It makes it a little bit more accepted.
Kennedy,
I don't know.
I mean, that Ian Kennedy contract. Ugh. But that's the game. That's baseball. That's why baseball is slowly becoming less relevant than Ice Wars. Because of that. I mean, that does. It makes it irrelevant.
I think it's more relevant than Ice Wars.
Well, for now.
As much as I love the concept of Ice Wars, which is just hockey fights.
Yeah, hockey fights. Two guys on skates beating each other up.
Hockey fights that this
Welcome
group is putting together.
To the Hoctagon.
Two dudes on skates and a referee on skates, and they just fight.
Yeah, Hoctagon, as Brett Musburger would say.
You're looking live.
At the Hoctagon.
Well, it would be Hoctagon because it's hockey.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a hockey
right.
Octagon. So.
Exactly, right. So with Chris Jones, with Salvador Perez, like we have got, and I said this when Tyreek Hill was traded, and I'll continue to say this. It's a Seinfeld reference. You're rooting for laundry, man. And when it's time to move on from the players, You got to be able to move on from the players. Stop getting attached to players. Just stop.
Do we, I don't want to say understand the cap. Do we acknowledge the cap more than we acknowledge, well, we just can't afford to?
Well, there is that. And again, that's right? A problem with baseball. The Mets can afford to get out of a $40 million mistake. The Royals can't afford a $10 million
mistake.
The
NFL is equitable, and we get it. Baseball's not, and we lament it.
Yeah.
So is that a part of it, too?
Sure it is. Okay. Absolutely it is. Yeah, there's no question about it, right? There's no question about it. You look at football, you're like, just get rid of them. We got the salary cap. And baseball, you're like, ooh, that's $5 million. We can't get rid of that. Can't eat that salary. Oh, therein lies the problem with baseball.
Can't be more willing to eat bad investments.
It's not necessarily eating bad investments. It's allowing other teams to not be able to eat those bad investments, right?
True.
That's what it is. It's not about the Royals. Oh, now all of a sudden they can eat a $10 million bad investment. It's having a system in place where the Mets can't recover from a $40 million bad investment. That's the problem. It's not what we're doing. It's what these other teams are doing that are just dominating with money. They make a mistake, they just throw more money at it. There's nothing holding them back. And you tell me a luxury tax is going to stop the Mets? No.
I was going to end the show with some Top Gun because it has been requested over and over again since it's Top Gun weekend, but yeah. I've lost control of the board again.
He grew up outside of Washington, D.C.
I'm not playing this. It's got to be coming from his office or something.
He went to Syracuse, but he's a huge fan of Duke. His name is Steven Spector. He plays rugby hockey and football for fun. He thinks that he could play Division One. Hoops for Texas Christian. Cause on the basketball court, this guy's insanely awesome. Steven Spector is the best man in the world.
I didn't know he could control my board from in his office, too.
No, he's got a lot of power these days.
I mean,
playing his own song on the way out. If you're missing the show today, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Check out the Spotify, Fesco in the Morning, all one word. Check out today's Way Back Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!